When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/waterheating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
When I'm 64.
The world has changed a bit recently, but you're still going to turn 65. That means you'll need to know how and when to enroll in Medicare Part B. Will you be enrolled automatically, or will you need to begin your enrollment down at the Social Security office? Is a Medicare supplement better for you, or maybe one of those low to no premium Medicare Advantage plans? We realize that you're being inundated with mail and confusing advertisements, so give us a call for free over-the-phone counsel and service today. All these questions are easy for us. Hi, I'm Mike at Hedges Insurance. We're an independent insurance agency that's helped thousands of seniors successfully wade through the Medicare maze for over 30 years. One of our four highly trained agents are ready to help you with all of your Medicare needs. A face-to-face meeting is not required for us to assist you, so we can put away the hand sanitizer. We can help you transition onto Medicare from the comfort of your home. Let's make this easy for you. Just dial 805-466-9048 today. That's 805-466-9048 to get the hedge of protection.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Tuesday, December 31st, 2024, I'm Kevin Will.
Prescribed burn east of Santa Margarita scheduled for today. Band applications for Atascadero Saturday concert series open. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 60s. It's 30 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and multiple agencies, has scheduled a prescribed burn for this morning. Depending on favorable weather conditions, the burn is scheduled for 10 a.m., The burn will go through approximately 15 acres of vegetation located on private lands around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita near the intersection of Black Mountain and Park Hill Roads. The City of Atascadero announced they're accepting applications for their 2025 Saturday Concerts in the Park series. Atascadero's series will run from June 28th through August 28th at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand, Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Concerts are free for the public to enjoy, but each band is paid a one-time stipend of $500. Applications for Atascadero's concert series are due no later than Friday, January 31st at 5 p.m. The city is also accepting sponsor opportunities for their signature events. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration in Paso Robles scheduled. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning. utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. Monday, January 20th, will mark the return of the Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. At noon, a march will start at Robbins Field, followed by a program in the downtown city park from 1 to 3 p.m. Any potential heavy rain will cancel the march. Tonight is the Paso Robles New Year's Eve celebration in the downtown city park. The event runs from 7 to 11 p.m. and is designed for all ages. Entertainment for tonight will be the Lucky Devils Band, returning from last year's celebration. The city has released a new statement for this event, saying that large crowds of thousands of residents and visitors are expected to gather and celebrate. Attendees are encouraged to allow for extra time for parking and navigating through the area. Drivers are encouraged to exercise patience and watch for pedestrians. Attendees are also encouraged to support the many downtown restaurants and shops during this event as well. Tonight will also feature a live countdown at 9, which will be midnight on the East Coast. The CHP will be entering their New Year's maximum enforcement period starting at 6 p.m. tonight. The MEP will go through Wednesday, January 1st at 11:59 p.m. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure travelers are driving safe. During last year's maximum enforcement period during the New Year's holiday, 892 DUI arrests were made statewide. CHP also says 5 deaths were recorded during those 30 hours within their jurisdiction. If you spot a driver who appears to be impaired while on the road, CHP asks you to call 911 immediately and be ready to provide details. Dozens of new laws will go into effect in California starting 2025. Here are some of those laws now. SB 1061 will prohibit medical debt from appearing on credit card reports for consumers. It will also prohibit a consumer credit transaction to have medical debt count as a negative factor. AB 977 will expand the penalties for assaulting physicians, nurses, or other healthcare workers of a hospital engaged with providing emergency services. SB 969 will authorize any city or county to define an entertainment zone by ordinance, which authorizes the consumption of alcoholic beverages on public streets, sidewalks, or public rights of way. This will allow local restaurants and bars inside of designated entertainment zones to sell alcohol. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Lions defeated the 49ers 40-34. For KPRL's triple header on Sunday the 5th, we'll have the Commanders versus the Cowboys in the morning, then the Raiders versus the Chargers, and finally the Vikings against the Lions. In the NBA, yesterday the Cavaliers defeated the Warriors 113-95, the Kings over the Mavericks 110-100. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Spurs, and the Lakers will go against the Cavaliers. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:13. California news coming up next.
Hi, this is Gary Brill, and I've been writing and producing radio ads for Davis Body Shop since the 1980s. However, lately I found that I don't have to write very much because our customers are telling the Davis Body Shop story better than I can. Take, for example, Natalie. She was in an accident and took her car to Davis Body Shop. Natalie, what kind of service did you receive?
Superb service. The process was smoother than I could have expected, and they eliminated any extra stress. They worked seamlessly with my insurance company and appraiser, scheduled a rental, and kept me informed via phone and email. I had a trip planned during the time the accident happened, and they accommodated me in every way. When I received my car, it was detailed inside and out. I am so impressed by the attention to detail and level of service. Thank you, Davis Body Shop, for such a wonderful experience.
Thank you, Natalie. See Davis Body Shop for your free, no obligation estimate. They're on El Camino Real, in Atascadero, and at Paso Chevrolet on Theater Drive.
California Headline News. Insurance companies in California will have to offer coverage to homeowners in wildfire-prone areas under a new state regulation, but some say it'll cost other homeowners up to 50% more in premiums.
This was a proposal drafted by a insurance company lobbyist behind closed doors where there's no opportunity for public comment.
Jamie Court, president of Consumer Watchdog, State Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara says the use of catastrophe models will ensure what he calls reliable rates. A surge in the number of valley fever cases across the state, Gavilish Carr with Stanislaus County Health, says symptoms mimic those of the flu like coughing, headache, fever, and body pain, but she says valley fever is a fungus, not a virus.
California in general, we have this wet and dry weather. So you have winter and then you have really dry summer. So that creates a condition where those fungus, you know, develop.
She says those at highest risk are construction and field workers. Gas prices averaging $4.35 a gallon statewide. Chef Scott, California News.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of six original recipe tenders and six pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
Two large sides and three sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay. The KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale and clearance is happening now. Save up to 60%, plus get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rents, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. To protect employees who work with dairy cows and poultry from H5N1 bird flu, farmers should have a basic plan in place, even if their animals are not infected. Such advice and other guidelines were shared during a webinar last month hosted by the California Farm Bureau Affiliated Farm Employers Labor Service, or FELS. As of early December, 35 human cases of H5N1 bird flu had been confirmed in California. All but one have been Central Valley dairy workers who had direct contact with infected cattle. The workers all experienced mild symptoms, primarily eye infections, with no hospitalizations. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, lows right around 33, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with some clouds, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy Thursday into Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday next week. Upper 60s Thursday, low 60s Friday, Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 30 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:20.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Trading is underway on Wall Street for the final time this year. Some big movers: Supermicro, Nvidia, Palantir, VeriSign, and MicroStrategy.
I was reading by some accounts they own about 2% of all Bitcoin outstanding. They are the largest corporate holder. They have it on their balance sheet. MicroStrategy, huge tear towards the end of the year, and they sell stock in order to buy Bitcoin.
Fox's Taylor Riggs. For October, growth in home prices slowed, according to the Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index. Seasonally adjusted, they rose 4.2% from last October, the smallest increase since September of 2023. And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that Ford Motor Company is recalling about 20,484 vehicles over battery concerns. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Something amazing is happening in workplaces everywhere. Devices are learning how people work and adapting to help them get more done. That's because CDW is modernizing experiences with Dell's intelligent portfolio of devices. Thanks to built-in security and AI capabilities, your teams can work smarter wherever they may be. Dell and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/dellclient.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Welcome to that new money smell of freedom. Just imagine all the possibilities you could make good on with a little extra cash in your pocket. Start earning entries now for a chance to win $50,000 in cash or $50,000 in slot free play from Chumash Casino Resort. Drawing September 2nd, 8th, 22nd, and 29th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now through mid-January, enjoy the new garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Thousands of sparkling lights amongst the beautiful Deodar cedar trees will place you in a holiday paradise as you stroll through the magic of the season. Experience the downtown as it sparkles with a variety of entertainment options, boutique shops, eateries, and drink establishments, all within walking distance. Bring your family or make it a date night. And a special thanks to our official lighting sponsors, Central Coast Community Energy, Z Villages Real Estate, Sousa Construction, Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District, the City of Atascadero, Avila Traffic Safety, and Wysong Construction. Event details can be found at visitatascadero.com. But don't miss Garden Lights and Winter Nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. And again, for more information, go to visitatascadero.com. 3CE is giving households and businesses a choice to do more with their energy. Learn more at 3cenergy.org.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental down there in El Camino Real, on El Camino Real Atascadero. It is your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-577-5238, KPRL, to join us on the final day of 2024.
Right or wrong, I'll be with
KPRL.
Right or wrong, I'll be
All righty, coming up this afternoon, a couple of specials. Barry has the New Year's Eve off, and, well, the specials will have to do with timing. And what I mean by that is a couple of people who were killed much too young. One, Rick Nelson, at the age of, I think he was 45, if I'm not mistaken, and Hank Williams, 29. Rick Nelson was killed in the plane crash, of course, New Year's Eve, and then Hank Williams died on New Year's Day. But they had major influence on a lot of people in the music industry, particularly Hank Williams. You had such as Keith Richards and Dion, believe it or not. We're talking about New York, a kid from the Bronx, and, of course, Keith Richards. They were influenced, like many artists were, of Hank Williams' music and his lyrics and so forth. And Rick Nelson, as well, had a huge influence in the rockabilly and the production sound of it coming out of a lot of the stuff was produced in the Los Angeles area. And that was, some say, the beginning of the California sound. So that's the specials this afternoon. Do enjoy that here on The Right Choice. And then we have a whole bunch of specials on some, well, things on the lighter side. On the lighter side tomorrow, as Chris and I will not be around here tomorrow. All right, I came across a couple of things. And, you know, there are laws that go into effect, not only in California, but around the world, around the country. And I saw this one, and I had no idea that this many states had this. But before I get to that, let's go to this. Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning. I sure hope you two have a great New Year coming up.
Thanks.
Yes, yesterday morning you guys were talking about Jimmy Carter in the 70s and everything was going on there, and it made me reflect, because that was just a young guy just getting started back then. I'd already got laid off, in about 1974, and trying to find a job, trying to get up and going, you know, get something going. I was married. So I was making money where I could, doing what I could, and I was okay because I wasn't about to spit on my hands. And anyway, I opened up, I came to Tascadero in 77, and I opened up my muffler shop model repair business. And first day was 2nd of August. I came out of Rio Grande where it was about 60 degrees heat. I came up here, it was 105, you know? I thought I'd made a mistake for the first few weeks. But I don't remember worrying about interest rates or anything. I was confident in my abilities, and I came up here, and the town area, the whole area, took me in. And the first day I did full $10 worth of work, but that was $10, you know. And 9 years later, when I got out of the business, it was well past $150,000 a year. But I think sometimes you just have to, because I didn't know. I wasn't watching. I didn't know all about how everything was getting affected. I was just worried about, you know, confident in what I was doing. Sometimes I think the news that we have today is so overwhelming, so large, it can stifle people, you know?
Well, you're right. Well, because it comes at us 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And they have to fill the time with something.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like the sports channels that are on 24/7. It's repetitive, and then they have to reach. They have to reach for stories. Yeah. They have to reach for things. And, you know, then it starts, you know, particularly in the news, it makes you question because you start to hear these rumors and these unsubstantiated so-called facts. And that gets many people to start thinking too much, I think, and then also start to worry and overreact.
Yeah. I think you're right. It fills your brain up. And I think it takes away sometimes the creative side of people, or an ambitious side of people, or confident side of people. Because they get too much input, you know. I was 26 when I moved up here. You know, okay, I can do this. I didn't know I couldn't.
See, you know, one of the things that I've, over the course of time, and I'd like to think that I've been pretty consistent with this, is that a factor behind many people is the fear of failure.
Yes.
And to have the fear of failure, you have to have the confidence in yourself. But also part of that, I think, is not having to rely on particularly the government to help you through something. Now, friends and family, we understand that. You know, we all need a little, you know, tap on the back or a little hug or something like that every now and then. But to rely on the government, which essentially is your neighbors, because you won't put in the work, or you know, sometimes you just don't have it. I mean, you have to be realistic with yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, pursue it. But I've always told anybody that came into work that if you outwork somebody, and you're not a problem, you'll get ahead.
Yes. I was never going to be outworked, you know. And it was when I was learning the business, the guy that I was working under, I learned to be his, he was left-handed, I learned to be his right hand. Just move ahead of him. We worked together like you know, right and left hands. Mm-hmm. We got so much work done, and we had such a good time, you know, and I learned so much. And that's what it takes is just, okay, I'm here. I'm here to learn some, is how I looked at it. And I'm going to work hard, and let's go.
Yeah,
and I think a connotation of work is, there seems like there, to me there needs to be a different word, because it shows up in people's minds as a negative connotation, I think. I love being busy. You know, when I was younger, harder the better, let's go, you know, do this.
Well, so, being busy makes the day go by faster.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're at a particular job that you don't care for, you know, if you just, you know, lollygag around, it's going to make it worse because the day is going to seem longer. So if you're busy, yeah, even if you're busy at doing something you don't particularly care for, it's going to get over quicker.
Yeah.
And yeah, I always thought, you know, when I look back, it was nice to have a couple of jobs that you couldn't stand.
Because it's true.
You know, sit there and say, man, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. You know, what can I do? What do I want to do?
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I like to tell the story about a guy that, when I was after my freshman year of college, I came back to Louisville, and I was working on a construction crew on a golf course. We were putting in a sprinkler system. And I was working with a friend of mine who was also an athlete in college. And this one guy named Woody, he was probably about 5'4", 110 pounds soaking wet. He had one eye, and he looked like he would have been in Deliverance. Let me just say that, okay? And this guy, he looked at Sam and I every single day with disgust, because we were spoiled babies. We were going to school, we were this, we'd come in, yep, hung over to the thing, and here this guy had a couple of kids, he was dealt the cards he was in life. But you know what he did? He outworked every single person on that crew, and at lunchtime, we'd sit around and listen to Paul Harvey by the barn. And again, he didn't talk to us all summer until the last day. The last day, because Sam and I were complaining that we had to go back. He played basketball in Texas. I had to go back to Tennessee for the football for the two-a-days. And Woody, he looked at us and he says, you two, don't end up like me. Go back to school. And man, that resonated with me like I got hit in the head with a sledgehammer. It's like, here this guy, he was dealt the cards he was in life, did the best he could with it, and here Sam and I are a bunch of 19-year-old little spoiled brats complaining about going back to college.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't think my father or any of my teachers or coaches could have done a better job of some motivation.
Just that one little few words that went one time. Amazing.
From a guy that least expected it, and he hated us.
Well, you're a snot-nosed kid, you know? Jeez.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look back and you think, and I always wondered what happened to him, and I hope he struck it rich, because he deserved it.
Well, I think he, in his own way, he was rich. He was working hard. He had a good understanding of life. There you go. People get lost on the hunt. Oh, I got to have more money. I got to have more of this. And, you know, you got to be at peace with yourself. So,
I would hope that some people would come across someone like that and learn from them. Again, like I said, he looked like he would have been in or could have been in Deliverance. And the lines on his face would tell you about his life, because he was probably in his mid-30s, but he looked like he was in his 70s.
Yeah.
But nobody outworked him.
Yeah, I grew up in a family where when I was 10, when my dad got injured real bad in a workplace accident. He wasn't able to work after that. The four kids at home. Okay? So we didn't have much anything. And a few years later, my mom was almost killed in a car wreck when somebody hit her. So, that's how we grew up. You pull together and you go. And so when I got out to where I could work, man, I'm going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, well.
So good.
Well, I'm sure that you've looked back and I mean, the circumstances aren't exactly, you know, what you would want. However, you probably, a couple of things, appreciated success, did the hard work, like you were mentioning, and you look back and say, man, I made it.
Yes, but I didn't expect anything, and my parents were just, they did a wonderful job holding everything together, okay, through everything we went through. So there you just go. And but you work hard, and you don't look to anybody else to give you a handout. So,
well, they obviously set the example.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think it would have been hard for you to go to either your mom or dad and said, I can't.
Well, and the other thing is, my older brother was about 5 years older than me. And like you, I learned a lot of things not to do by having him around. Oh, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have a great new year, okay?
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, well, that's the advantage of having an older brother. You can say, well, look what that dope did. Couldn't pull it off. All right, let's see here. KPRL resident historian. Gas lines happened when Richard Nixon was president. The OPEC oil embargo was over by 74. Carter didn't take office until 77. I don't remember speed limit signs even being in kilometers, and I'm older than dirt. That's what it says here. All right. Okay, so when I was looking at the new laws, you know, Chris has been given a couple of new laws each day the last week or two. And so I went online, and I just put in new laws, and I came across this, and it's about laws in different states. And I had no idea whatsoever, y'all. That Wednesday, tomorrow, Iowa will join states that charge a flat individual income tax. Well, you talk about being dumb and naive. I had no idea that any state in the country had that. Now, with the addition of Iowa and Louisiana, which is adopting a 3% income tax in for the new year, a total of 14 states will have adopted flat income tax systems. Of course, the Democrats in Iowa don't like it because they say that this new system would tank state revenues. So here is a question. If you don't have the money, you don't spend it. Is that pretty simple? And you may even have to cut some of your budgets. And as the last caller was saying, you're going to have to make do, because that's all the money you get. Okay? Now, that is just the way it probably should work. But I had no idea that many states had the flat income tax rate of, 3.8 in Iowa, but... Iowa, 3%. So you learn something new, as they say, every single day. Every single day. So, all right, that's just one of the across the country. I wonder if, well, I'm sure California has thought about it, but that ain't going to happen in this state. They need the money because they can't budget. They keep needing more and more, just like the cities and the counties do, because most of them are in the hole. Most of them. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and multiple agencies, has scheduled a prescribed burn this morning at 10. The burn will go through approximately 15 acres of vegetation located on private lands around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita. Dozens of laws will go into effect in California starting 2025. Here are some of those laws now. SB 1061 will prohibit the medical debt from appearing on credit card reports for consumers. AB 977 will expand the penalties for assaulting physicians, nurses, or other healthcare workers of a hospital engaged with providing emergency services. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 60s. It's 31 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A preview of 2025, ringing in the new year from the Sky Tower in Auckland, New Zealand, as we prepare to party from Times Square to the Space Needle. The plug was pulled in Puerto Rico, 90% of the island without power as the grid failed. Luma Energy reports it'll take 24 to 48 hours to restore energy. President-elect Trump looking to avert fireworks in the House Speaker vote Friday, endorsing House Speaker Mike Johnson. The GOP's Russell Fry tells Fox.
At least from what I've seen, the House intends to move pretty quickly. So I hope that we don't delay and dither selecting a speaker for weeks. We need to go about, before President Trump is sworn in, getting legislation on the tracks.
Congress can't do anything without a speaker, including certify the Electoral College vote for Donald Trump next Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curberel and Moyle Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. It is 10 and a half minutes away from 8 o'clock. Abundant sunshine, it says. Highs near 60. Some clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the mid to upper 30s. And then as we head towards the New Year's, it'll be mid 60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny. Then some clouds, upper 60s Thursday, Friday, mid 60s. Low 60s Saturday and Sunday. back to mid-60s on Monday and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be not 7. It'll be 3 up and down, 7:13 a.m. And bingo, 5 p.m. exactly for the down. It's still 31 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. What's going on? Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're on the corner of 16th and Spring. City of Paso Robles is reaching out to local churches, temples, synagogues, and other faith-based organizations to participate in the city council meeting by offering an invocation at the start of each session. Those meetings are held on the first and third Tuesday of each month, and the city is seeking a variety of religious leaders to bring their unique perspective and spirituality to the meetings. So, check out the city of Paso Robles if you are interested. Also, coming up, the final reminder, it's the 7th annual Runnin' Chicken 2025 10K and 5K fun run and walk. Smile more, worry less, and remember, all proceeds from the race and the sponsorship will go directly and to help out with those scholarships. They are a 501 nonprofit organization, and there you have it. That's taking place. Let me just give you a quick little history. The inaugural race was in 2009 and it hosted over 400. And last year it was over 450. And you will get a little race swag is available for the first 400 registrants. So there you go. And that's at Santa Margarita coming up this Sunday, the 5th, Santa Margarita Lake. It starts at 5. Not at 5, I'm sorry. It starts at 9 a.m. So, if you'd like additional information, you can call this number, 805-712-7729. That's 805-712-7729. And they thank you in advance. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. Always looking for the best way to serve you. It's 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, ring in a new year. Surprise somebody with something special. Isn't that special? Nicholas DeLong, Brandon Sliths, Clifford Bruin, Bob Grogan, Mike McGranahan, Jay Wesley Rhodes, Gene Iverson, Lloyd Rasmussen, Donovan Schmidt, Tony Wallace is having a birthday, Jessica Fullerton, and Joel and Carol Louise Riley. Happy birthday and happy anniversary. You made it a nice tax break for your parents. Okay, on my right-hand side, some folks you may have heard of or not. Let's see here. The Marshall Plan, George Marshall, Secretary of State, 1880-1959. Jules Stein, he wrote a lot of stuff, including Three Coins in a Fountain, and It's Been a Long, Long Time. That's a great song. He also wrote Let It Snow, Let It Snow. He was born in 1905, died in 1994. Simon Wiesenthal, he was the Nazi hunter, a Holocaust survivor himself. He was born in 1908 and passed away in 2005. Sons of the Pioneer, Tumbling Tumbleweeds in Cool Water. Pat Brady, he was sang bass and comedian a little bit. He was born in 1914, died in 1972. Now, you may remember a Jeep named Nelly Belly. Well, he was a driver because he was a sidekick to Roy Rogers. Speaking of Roy Rogers and cowboys, Rex Allen, the Arizona Cowboy, was born 1999. He was a singer and songwriter, published over 300 songs. His son, Rex Allen Jr., had a big hit in the 70s. From the Four Freshmen, Ross Barber, 1928, died in 2011. The blues singer, Odetta, 1930, 2008. Sir Anthony Hopkins, the fine actor, Silence of the Lamb. He was born in 1937. By the way, I haven't seen the movie in years, but I do remember watching it and liking it. It was called Magic. Pretty sure he was in it with... Who was it? Oh, I think he was in it with Anne Margaret. That's a pretty cool movie. The actress, Sarah Miles, 1941. Terry Furlong from The Grassroots, sooner or later, 1942. From The Police, the musician, guitar player, Andy Summers, 1942. The former pilot and singer, John Denver, 1943. Was killed in that crash up that way. 1997, the award-winning actor, Ben Kingsley, 1943. Barbara Carrera, the actress from Dallas and Others, 1945. Tennis champ Cliff Ritchie, 1946. Dion von Furstenberg, the fashion designer, 1946. From The Guess Who, Burton Cummings, 1947. National Lampoon's Animal House, yes, indeed, a classic. Tim Matheson, 1947. The award-winning singer Donna Summer, 1948-2012. Went to the University of Hawaii, and his name was Golden. Golden Richards, and he was a receiver, and he had a Super Bowl ring. 1950, he died last year from Aerosmith. Ton Hamilton, the bass player, 1951. Val Kilmer, the actor, 1959. Rick Aguilera, not a bad baseball player, 1961. Lance Riddick, the actor, 1962. Continuing on, we have, who do we have? Brett Barry, the son of Rick Barry, not a bad hoopster, 1971. From New Kids on the Block, Joe McIntyre, 1972. Donald Trump Jr., 1977. Gabby Douglas, the gymnast, 1995. All right, passing away on this day, Betty White. She died in 2021. Who can forget the Mary Tyler Moore show? Mary Tyler Moore show when she played Sue Ann Nivens. 2021, as I mentioned, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and teen idol, Rick Nelson, Eric Hilliard Nelson, 1985. Also passing away this day, the inventor of the six-pack, Virgil Brown, a bottler. 1979 is when he passed away. Sir Malcolm Campbell, he was the first to drive 300 miles an hour. He did that in 1935 at the Bonneville Salt Flats. He passed away in 1948. Shecky Green, the comedian, 2023. Cale Yarborough, speaking of race car drivers, he died in 2023. And I believe, William Christopher, he was Father Mulcahy in MASH, 2016. Wayne Rogers from MASH, he died in 2015. Natalie Cole, 2015. And let's see here, I think that's it. Yes, that's it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he was All-State in football, basketball, and track back in Salt Lake City. That's not too shabby at all. And he went on to, he decided to attend the University of Utah in Salt Lake, but his church bishop influenced to attend BYU in Provo instead of serving on a mission. Well, he did pretty well. As a matter of fact, he led the nation in punt returns and was 16th overall in all-purpose. But they weren't throwing that much, as most colleges weren't back then, so he transferred to the University of Hawaii. And, well, just let's put it this way. They didn't run a lot, but they didn't pass a lot, but they passed more there, at least. And he ended up being a second-round pick by the Dallas Cowboys, which, by the way, the number that he wore in college was number 22 because he loved Bob Hayes. Well, he gets to the Cowboys. Who's there? Bob Hayes. And also that Golden Richards was the fastest Cowboy his rookie year on that team and went on to have a pretty decent career. His per yards average were pretty high, over 20 a couple of times, and 17 and then 13 near the end of his career. But Golden Richards goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Monday, January 20th will mark the return of the Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. A march will start at noon at Robbins Field, followed by a program in the downtown city park from 1 to 3 p.m. A reminder that for New Year's Day, federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday. Some retail stores and restaurants may be open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 60s, it's 31 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
Here's some of his averages per catch, 18, 21.5, 21.8. That's not too bad, and also 13.2. Just a good athlete, and then when he retired, he had some knee injuries, and he had some issues, and He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and heart failure in February of this year. Golden Richards was 73. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.